Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Doug LeMaurice, Kings of the North, in the previous segment. And it's so, like, Doug and I tend to see the Ohio State thing the same way. The only thing I would add to the Nebraska game conversation is I think everybody underrated how where Nebraska is their absolute best is where Ohio State is their weakest. Like, that is a truly great Nebraska defensive line. Now, I don't love the fact that this the eighth or ninth best team in the Big Ten can control you on the offensive line with a great defensive line. Like that, and I'll be honest with you, I don't think the Nebraska defensive line is as good as some of the defensive lines or most of the defensive lines you're going to see in the playoffs. But I think people slept on it. One, the Nebraska game was between Oregon and Penn State, maybe the two biggest games this year, not even maybe. Like, the Michigan game looks like, and not necessarily it's going to be easy, but it's not the challenge in terms of the matchup that it was certainly the last 3 years or the last 2 years. But then, like, you get to... I can't give you that when a team has a strength where you have weaknesses and then they exploit your weakness. So I'm in agreement with Doug when it comes to, okay, that was the kind of loss that you can go, is this gonna be the kind of thing that holds you up really late in the season? Now, they've got another opportunity this weekend to kind of push back on that. And a win against Penn State answers every single question. But the other thing that I agree with Doug on is just how it's the heightened level of the Ryan Day conversation that everybody's so certain to fire Ryan Day that Ryan Day is not a good coach. And listen, I understand every knock against Ryan Day, and I share some of them. Right? But I don't want to belabor the point too much because I talked a lot about this in the 6 o'clock hour. But it just feels like if you want to say, hey, why isn't Ryan Day to the level that maybe I want or I expect? I think that's fair. And I think it starts with whatever the hell they're doing on the offensive line. Because if you're not going to have an elite quarterback, you better be damn good in the trenches, because I think there's a correlation between what your quarterback can and can't get away with, what your running game can and can't get away with, and how good your offensive line is. But I think it's when people start to wholly discredit what Ryan has accomplished that I just simply, that's where you miss me. That's where you lose me. And listen, I haven't said by the end of the season, I'm not going to be on the fire Ryan Day train. But just because Nebraska played you close, I'm not panicking. And I'll be honest with you. If you lose to Penn State, but win out, other than that, I think you're still going to be in the playoffs. And then, by the way, it will put an immense amount of pressure on winning the damn game and winning multiple playoff games. Totally get that. But that just feels, the whole conversation feels like you jumped the shark because you didn't beat Nebraska by 30 points. When it could be as simple as it was wedged between two games and they're really good at probably the weakest point on your team, which is your O-line. It is one, what I will say, catastrophic performance from your O-line. I think they've been pretty average. Sometimes they've been better than others. But, like, I still don't know what Justin Fry's offensive lines do well. It's frustrating for me because you put $20 million or $30 million into this team. Why didn't you bring in a new O-line coach? But I digress. But there's just this fevered pitch of where this is. I just think it's a little too high right now. Ryan Day isn't going to be fired if he loses on Sunday. Saturday. They play the game on Saturday. That's how college works. But in fairness, if Ryan Day does lose and they win out, he shouldn't be fired at the end of the regular season, even if he didn't get to the Big Ten title game. As long as there's a playoff game, this thing's going to play out until January. I also think it's interesting, and if you guys missed the report, Drew Aller, he's going to play on Saturday. So again, I'll be watching that game with thinking about the Browns. But the one thing that another thing I really agreed with Doug on is I am no longer certain of Ohio State's ceiling. So there are subtle changes going on here with where this program is. I'm not firing Ryan Day yet. I understand some of your concerns. It's to the degree of discrediting everything the guy's done that I kind of pass on. All right, Don, we got about 45 seconds, buddy. What you got for us?
Thanks for taking the call. So I think Ryan Day gets a little bit of a bad rap, and here's why. We seem to forget that he throttled Syracuse. I forget if they had Trevor Lawrence at the time. I believe he did. But didn't he drop like 55 on them, beat them like 30? Pretty big game. One of the first two Michigan losses he had was kind of fluky in the way the defense kind of fell apart in like 3 minutes. So he deserves criticism, but I think he gets a little too much. He's a very good offensive mind. He's just had a couple games that are big games where he's made like one bad play call in the final 40 seconds of a game that's kind of hurt you. And the Georgia game comes to mind because we were throttling Georgia for a while before Harrison went out. And if he just gets a couple extra yards and keeps the kicker from kicking a 90-yard field goal and gives him a realistic 40-yard field goal, we win the game. And if we win that game, we're national champs. So I think he gets a little bit of a bad rap.
Don, I got to run, buddy. Appreciate you. Go Bucks. Don there calling in, 216-474-0092. It's acting like the margins are miles wide when I think the margins are paper thin. And that's the thing that keeps pulling me back and keeps pulling my punches when it comes to Ryan Day in his tenure at Ohio State. Chris Fedor talks the Cavs fast start next on 92.3 The Fan. Hey guys, Nick Wilson here for my friends at FanDuel. The NFL continues on. It's time you get on the action with FanDuel and your boy, Nicky Dubs, the Prince of Parlay on the FanDuel app. You guys know, whether it's this Cleveland game this weekend, whether it's Thursday night football like we saw last night, whatever it is, whatever it comes to with the NFL, I'm all about FanDuel, and you can be as well, because you'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Wilson. This Sunday's game is another great opportunity for you to get in the action. I'd stay away from the Jameis props right now. Just in this game, it's a really good defense they're going to face. Don't hate the Browns as home dogs, though. That's FanDuel.com/Wilson.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.